Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Tyrone Ratcliffe, and Tyrone asks, I'd like to interview a few leaders in the network marketing niche. How should I approach them and what should I say? So, Tyrone, just a couple suggestions for you. One, just be humble and ask. You know, say, hey, I'm, you know, working on my marketing. Your work has really inspired me and motivated me. And I would love if I could do an interview with you. If you're too busy, I totally understand. But if you could possibly, I would love to interview you and market that interview so that more people know all about you. And not that you need that, but I'd love to help spread the word of your awesomeness. That is if you re-listen to this podcast, that is a great way to approach somebody. It shows humble. It shows, I want to give you exposure. It shows what's in it for them. And here's a big key. Don't ask them for anything other than the interview. Okay. I'm not saying not to ask. Don't expect. Now, I've had people interview me and then afterwards say, hey, here's the link. Do you mind promoting it? And it's like, I promote a lot of things and I get interviewed 7 to 10 times a week from different people. If I promote all of these things, then I really don't have time to promote my own thing. And I've actually had people that interviewed me that saw value to interview me get mad at me because I wouldn't promote their website. That is exactly what not to do. That shows you are absolutely clueless about marketing, about mindset, about being an entrepreneur, and your sense of entitlement does not have a place in the business world. So you can ask them, say, hey, if you would like to share, here's the link. I certainly understand if you are unable to or prefer not to, but here it is if you would like to. That is fine, but to expect them. And I've had people that ask me to speak at events and there was a contingency that I promote the event. And it's like, you know, if I'm not, you know, I mean, even when I get extremely large fees to speak at events, most of the times I don't promote their events because we have our own events that we promote. So just the two big suggestions. One, approach them humbly and think about what's in it for them. And number two, don't expect or feel entitled to them doing anything after the interview. If I had a third tip, I would say make it convenient for them. Don't tell them I'm only doing interviews on Thursdays between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, make it easy for them. Ask them what would be the ideal time for you. I'm more than happy to schedule around your busy schedule. Okay, so those would be my tips for you, Tyrone. If you follow that approach, I'm willing to bet you'll get a whole bunch of interviews, and I hope that it serves you well. So there you go, my friends. And by the way, if you do want to check out more of our training over at rayhigdon.com, 6 years of free training for you, check it out at rayhigdon.com, and we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.